In the gardening world, there's still plenty to do to keep your flower and vegetable gardens going longer, as well as an opportunity to start clearing away the decaying plants of the summer and preparing for the winter months ahead. And Jerry Daly, editor of the Irish Garden magazine, is here to answer your questions. Jerry, good morning to you. Before we get to those two screenfuls of questions, just a couple of things you wanted to say about preparing plants for the winter.
Yeah, lots of people grow geraniums. Geraniums are traditional plant for pots and baskets and so on and things outdoors during the summertime. And they've been absolutely fantastic this year. They've done really, really well because they love the heat. Mm. Other years, the flowers were beginning to rot with dampness and rain and so on. But they've had a great year this year. And invariably, in about, 2 months' time, when the frosts come along, they're going to start getting knocked and people will start wondering what should they do. They hate to see them just die away with the frost, and they think, well, I dig them up, will I put them in a pot, will I bring them into the greenhouse or whatever. Well, the thing to do is take cuttings now, and then you can have small plants which are easy to carry through the winter. You could have 15 or 20 small plants on a windowsill indoors. You don't even have to have a greenhouse or in a porch, so it's quite easy to do. So the likes of geraniums, pelargoniums, African daisies, Paris daisy, busy lizzies, lantana, solanum.
You call them all tender plants.
They're tender plants. They can't spend the winter outdoors. They'll be killed outdoors if they're left outdoors for the winter. People know that and they bring them in if they're in pots. But even if they bring in plants in pots year in, year out, they get very lanky and draggy with long stems and just sort of a bit worn out and tired from being in the pot. And now is a good time to propagate and to have nice, young, fresh small plants going into next year. And of course, it's a way of saving a few bob.
And what's the right way to take a cutting from a plant?
Well, in general, with those sort of plants, geraniums and so on, you take a cutting about 10 centimetres long, just cut it under a node, which is a sort of like a knuckle on the stem, and clear the leaves off the bottom half, insert it into a mixture of half sand and half peat, water it, cover it with a white polythene bag and wait about 2 to 3 weeks and roots will form and you'll see those coming through the bottom of the pot. When that happens, take off the polythene, maybe tear a hole in it and let it gradually get acclimatized to the drier air, and then you have a new plant.
Okay, I'm sure we have questions on trees and shrubs, but just give us, again, in general, what needs to be done with trees and shrubs at this point.
Yeah, trees and shrubs. If shrubs or trees were planted earlier this year in the spring, or indeed even the last autumn, they will have come through a very, very dry time during the summer. And it is very common for young trees to just barely keep going during a time like that without growing properly. Now, the danger for those is if they don't build up enough sugars as store in the stems and in the roots to carry them through winter, they'll survive the winter, but they'll die when they try to leaf up in May of next year, April or May of next year. So it is important if young trees, although you may think they've got enough rain, there's been quite a lot of rain and so on, it is still possible for young trees with a root ball dry. They haven't rooted out very much. So any young trees or any young shrubs that look a bit sort of tired and not growing properly, they could do with a heavy watering. By heavy watering, I'm talking about...
What do you mean by young? Are we talking about a year or 2 years old?
Yeah, planted.
Just got from the nursery or...
Planted since last autumn.
Right, okay.
Last autumn or spring, any of those can be still in danger. Sometimes it can take a full year for a tree to get settled in. Mm. So they could do with a good drink. Not by necessarily every single one you planted, but if young trees were planted and if they're not growing very well, if they're a bit short of leaves, they could do with a good drink still.
Okay, let's go to some of the many questions that have come in. When is the right time to trim a laurel hedge?
This is a common laurel hedge. It can be trimmed now or into September.
Okay. Could you advise what to plant outside in hanging baskets and pots for those who have a tiny yard and no garden? My summer efforts are now spent and I don't know what to do for the autumn and winter.
Well, yeah, they shouldn't be spent just yet. Hanging baskets and so on start to get tired around now, but it could last a little bit longer. Going into the winter, you can put in things like pansies, double daisies, and those sort of things. They look fine for the winter time and they're easy to grow. And some spring bulbs, because if you put in, say, a few crocuses, a few mini daffodils, they'll carry the flowering over a period of time in the spring.
I'm trying to find out if there are potatoes that I can plant now and harvest at Christmas.
Not really.
All right. No, you don't need to elaborate if you don't want.
There are potatoes that are kept in cold store In other words, they've been tricked into thinking that August is actually April when they should have been planted. And they sometimes are available by post, and sometimes people do it themselves. They keep them in a fridge, basically, and then they plant them, but a little bit earlier than this, probably around July. But it can be done, but to actually get your hands on chilled potatoes, another day's work.
Chilled potato. Mm. How can I get rid of briars which root everywhere throughout my shrubs?
Yeah, the only way to get rid of briars that root is to trace them back to where the root is and chop them out. Luckily, briars have a very weak root system that's very easily cut with a spade. But just cutting the stems off, it's almost like pruning. You're just encouraging more vigorous growth. Mm. Follow them back to where they arise. Now, briars are a real problem because they are distributed by birds. Birds flying around, having eaten the bramble fruits, will drop seeds in the middle of shrubs, in the middle of hedges and all sorts of places. And the only way is to trace it back to the root and chop it out of the root. And luckily, it is an easily chopped out root.
Okay, so you got
quite
to
soft.
Get amongst them. When's the best time of year to cut bamboo back? Also, what month is best to prune roses?
Well, bamboo really is a grass and is probably best not cut back. It doesn't look very well cut back. It tends to take on a sort of a chopped look, and to my eye, doesn't look very well cut back. Now, having said that, bamboo does tend to spread and make a clump. And the trick there is in the spring and early summer when it's making new shoots is to cut off the new shoots before they get any wider. Now, if the person found that the bamboo is getting too tall, what they might do is cut the stems at different heights. Instead of cutting the top off, what very often people do is they just get a hedge cutter and they cut it off and they turn it into a mini hedge and it looks awful. Mm. Instead of that, cut it with a secateurs. If it must be cut, and I'd rather it wasn't cut, but if it must be cut, cut it with a secateurs at different levels, high, low, middle, and then that retains a lot of its natural look because a bamboo is one of the most graceful plants and you don't want to spoil that grace.
And the pruning of the roses?
Oh, roses. Well, roses can be pruned from November to, I would say, the middle of February. Now, lots of people leave it until Patrick's Day and so on. That's much too late to prune roses. Certainly, you can prune from the middle of November, I would say, till the end of January or the middle of February is the best time.
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the word right, but can I move an Acer tree from a large planter into the ground for planting?
Yeah, an Acer or Japanese maple can be moved from a pot because it's already in a pot or a planter. It can be just taken out of the pot as carefully as possible and planted even in leaf or better still just left maybe until it's dropped the leaves around the end of October or middle of November and then move it at that stage. And it should help to plant it at that time because it will settle in before the spring and start rooting.
Somebody from Greystones wants to know about pruning apple trees, when to prune and how much. Her husband wants a hard prune, but I'm afraid of damaging the tree.
Yeah, it depends on prune. There's kind of pruning and pruning of apple trees. If apple trees haven't been pruned for many years, what you're doing then is a kind of a remedial pruning, which is done over a period of 2 or 3 years. And first of all, you take out any dead, damaged branches and branches growing back towards the centre. That's the first year. The second year is shorten back some of the remaining branches. And then the third year is just to thin out a little bit more to let more light in. So that's remedial pruning. If they have been pruned from year to year, well, then there's pruning in the winter time, which reduces the size of the tree and encourages new wood. So you're doing what they call renewal pruning. You're taking out the older wood and you're allowing new wood to take its place. And that's done in the winter time if it's done annually. That should be done annually. Mm. Otherwise, you're going to have to do a much more severe pruning. So the question between the husband and the wife there is whether it's severe or not severe depends on whether it has been done in recent years or not. But not too severe, because if you prune a tree very severely, it grows out all these what's called water shoots. It grows out and a tremendous burst of growth next year. And that is not productive growth. That tends to get disease and canker and so on. So not to prune too hard. If it hasn't been pruned for a number of years, do it over a period of time. If it has been pruned annually, well, then wait until the winter and do some renewal pruning, taking out of some old tired branches and replacing, allowing them to be replaced with new wood, because that produces the best apples.
Okay, I think somebody now wants you to make an aesthetic choice. I've just completed a lovely 20-foot by 3-foot flower bed against a wall with sleepers. What will I plant in it? I don't want to leave it idle.
20-foot by 3-foot against the wall. I would say, rather than sort of say names of things, what somebody like that should do is they should think in terms of climbers for the wall, one or two uprights to give a little bit of height to the bed, because it's a 20 foot long bed, 3 foot wide. It's flat. It looks like a bed. It needs to be broken up with maybe an upright pillar shape, one or two climbers to help to link it to the wall, some plants that will tumble over the edge of it, and then some fillers. And the thing to do is to go to the garden centre maybe three or four times during a year, buy stuff that's seasonal at the time, because if you go in the autumn and buy everything in the autumn, well, then you're going to have a lot of autumn stuff. It's going to look good in autumn. So go in spring, summer, autumn and winter and have a little bit of a mix, and take a bit of time and choose plants that the person likes, look up stuff, get names, have a look in books and magazines and so on, and get an idea of how things look, and then make their own choices. But in principle, anyway, some climbers, one or two upright trees type style thing to give a little bit of height and definition, some tumbler over the edgers, and then some fillers.
Okay. Ask Jerry how to get rid of mind your own business and ground elder permanently.
Well, mind your own business and ground, well, mind your own business is very, very difficult to get rid of. Mind your own business is also known as baby's tears or Corsican curse. It was brought in. It was brought in as a
very complimentary title, sir. Right?
Yeah, and in different parts of the country, mind your own business actually is normally a Cork name right. for it. It's a common lawn weed. It grows in areas of shade, and it tends to grow only in coastal areas. It's quite tender. It's from Corsica originally, and it doesn't grow, but obviously most of the centres of population around the course are around the coast. So yeah, it can be difficult to get rid of. All you can do
is very tenacious.
It's very tenacious. You can use lawn sand. Don't mow too tightly. Feed the grass. Reduce shade. Reduce dampness. And it will have
or
shed.
Or go for a patio.
It will have shed seed. Well, yeah, you could do
that's
that.
That's being defeatist, I know.
Well, a lot of it is to do with shade, actually. If you can reduce shade, it reduces it quite considerably. And the other question was about ground elder or bishop weed. And really, the only way to take that out is to actually dig it all out by hand. If it's a big area, consider using glyphosate-based Roundup weed killer just as a once-off.
Muriel says, I have got a holly tree or holly bush without berries. I got it 2 years ago, but still no berries. Why not?
Well, it could be a male. Male holly has no
all
berries.
Right. Okay. Well,
it could be a male.
Maybe she didn't check that out in advance.
Well, it could be a male, or indeed it could be, and some of them are a bit confusing because Golden King is really a female and so on and so forth, but sometimes you can get a female, a young female holly tree that if it's growing very vigorously, it puts off burying and comes back to burying then when it becomes more mature.
Right. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. And a lot of the questions that I haven't been able to get around to, hopefully they will still be relevant in September, and we will get around to, or you will get around to them at that stage. Jerry Daly of Irish Garden Magazine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.